The framework, ethics, and boundaries of the coaching relationship are fundamental elements for ensuring the integrity and effectiveness of life purpose coaching. They create an environment of trust and security, conducive to personal exploration and change. First and foremost, it is vital to clearly define the framework of support from the start of the relationship. This is accomplished by setting up a coaching contract, which outlines the objectives, duration, frequency, and practical modalities of the sessions. This contract also sets the foundation for the work alliance between the coach and the coachee by clarifying their mutual commitments and the rules of their collaboration. The coach is particularly committed to adhering to strict ethical principles, ensuring the ethics and quality of their support. Confidentiality is a central pillar of coaching ethics. Everything that is said in the sessions is strictly confidential, except with explicit agreement from the coachee or legal obligation. The coach ensures the protection of sensitive information and creates a trusting environment conducive to authentic exchanges. Another key ethical principle is unconditional respect for the individual and his or her free will. The coach is committed to welcoming their client kindly and without judgment, regardless of the person's choices and experiences. The coach respects the person's pace and decisions without trying to impose their own values or solutions. Their role is to expand the field of possibilities and to support the coachee's responsibility, not to make decisions for them. The coach also works to maintain a professional stance and to manage with integrity issues of money, power, and recognition in the relationship. They commit not to exploit the possible vulnerability or dependence of their client, but instead to promote the client's autonomy and freedom of choice. They avoid any conflict of interest that could interfere with the quality of the support. To adhere to their area of intervention, the coach must be aware of the boundaries of the coaching relationship and their own skills. They do not act as a therapist, a doctor, or a legal advisor and know to guide their client towards other professionals when necessary. They are attentive to signs of psychological distress and adapt their posture accordingly, staying within their role as a facilitator of change. For instance, if a coachee is going through a major existential crisis with depressive symptoms, the coach will direct them towards additional therapeutic support. They can continue to assist in the person's quest for meaning, while ensuring that the psychological dimension is taken care of by a qualified professional. The coach also stays alert to their own limits and needs. They take care of their balance and give themselves the means to work under good conditions, managing their energy level and schedule. They can refuse a request that exceeds their field of expertise or their current availability. They constantly seek to develop their professionalism through regular supervision and ongoing training. In summary, the framework, ethics, and boundaries are the safeguards that allow a coach to perform their job excellently, with respect for themselves and their clients. By being clear about their role and posture, embodying strong ethical values, and being aware of their legitimate scope of action, they create the conditions for a support that is both kind, challenging, and empowering. It is within this environment of trust and security that the coachee can fully unfold their potential and dare the necessary changes to live in accordance with their life purpose. Key takeaways: the framework, ethics, and limits are essential for ensuring the integrity and effectiveness of coaching. The coaching contract clearly defines the framework of the support and the mutual commitments of the coach and the coachee. Confidentiality is a central ethical principle that helps to create a climate of trust. The coach unconditionally respects the individual and their free will, without imposing their own values or solutions. The coach maintains a professional posture and avoids any conflict of interest that could harm the quality of the support. The coach is aware of the limits of the coaching relationship and their own skills. They direct the coachee to other professionals when necessary. The coach takes care of their own balance and develops their professionalism through supervision and continuous training. A clear framework, strong ethics, and awareness of the limits allow the coach to perform excellently, with respect for themselves and their clients.